We are now going to do Rup Dhyan on the form of Shri Krishna. We're going to do this meditation in order to purify our mind and join it with Shri Krishna. So while we're doing this meditation, we should always keep in mind that He is with us, He's watching us, and He knows the effort we're making, and He's going to grace us for our effort. Let's imagine the form of Shri Krishna as a 16-year-old boy standing in front of us. Look at Shri Krishna's lotus feet. The complexion of his whole body has a bluish glow to it, but this blue color is not an ordinary color. It is not a material color. It's a divine color, which can only be seen with divine eyes. We can imagine it to the best of our ability. The brightness of this complexion has been described like a sapphire, a glowing blue sapphire. And it is as soft, Shri Krishna's complexion, his skin is as soft as a blue lotus flower. It has the early morning rays of sunlight, causing it to also have a pinkish tinge. And at the same time, it's a very deep color, like the deep blue color of a fresh rain-laden cloud. Shri Krishna's lotus feet have this bluish complexion, and the soles of his feet have a pinkish glow to them. He's wearing anklets which are golden and bejeweled and tingle when he moves or walks. His legs and his whole lower body is covered with his silken dhoti, which is saffron in color. It's very soft and very shiny, and it's tied up around his waist. Over top of that, he has a kachani, which is reddish pinkish in color. It's a cloth which is also tied around his waist in a style on one side. And over top of the kachani around his waist is his kinkini. The kinkini is a golden waistband which has many jewels as well, like diamonds, emeralds, rubies, sapphires. And it jingles as Shri Krishna moves or walks or dances. Moving up higher, we come to Shri Krishna's shoulders, which are covered with his pitambar, which is also a silken saffron cloth draped over his shoulders and covering part of his upper body. His whole body is glowing and healthy and bluish in complexion. Around his wrists, he's wearing bangles. These bangles also make a soul-captivating sound as he moves, mixing with the sound of his kinkini and his anklets. Shri Krishna's hands are very soft. Around his arms, his upper arms, he wears the bajuband, which is also a golden decoration which encircles his upper arm. His chest is decorated with many kinds of necklaces, pearl necklaces, golden necklaces, the Kaustubh Mani. And he is wearing the Banamala, a garland of flowers gathered from the forest of different colors with different fragrances, very subtle, very deep fragrances. And he always wears this banamala. Coming up now above his shoulders to his head, his face is glowing, a healthy, divine, loving glow. On top of his head sits his crown. The crown is embedded with many kinds of glowing jewels, blue sapphires, green emeralds, red rubies, shining diamonds. This golden crown is sitting on his head, and added to that is his peacock feather, which comes out at an angle on one side, which is also a part of his crown. The crown is sitting upon Shri Krishna's beautiful long black hair. Shri Krishna's hair is naturally shiny and soft and falls in locks, curly locks, down onto his shoulders. As he moves, sometimes one of those locks falls in front of his face. Below the level of his crown, his eyebrows, his black eyebrows, have a perfect arched shape. And his eyes are very soft, very attractive, very beautiful to look at. They are lotus-shaped, like the shape of a lotus petal, large in the center and going out to a more narrow point towards the sides of the face. He's also wearing, suspended from his crown, ear pendants, large golden ear pendants, which also move slightly anytime he moves his head. So when he moves his head, his hair moves a little bit, his peacock feather diadem also sways as he moves, and these ear pendants also slightly move, and they're close to his cheeks, so as they move, they also pick up the glow from Shri Krishna's face and reflect it back. So the glow from Shri Krishna's face and the glow from the golden bejeweled ear pendants also mix and form new colors on his cheeks. He's wearing one more thing, a very soft, mild smile. And with those beautiful eyes, he's looking right at you. As he looks at you, he holds his flute up to his lips. Holding his flute in both hands, his head is tilted to one side. He's also slightly bent at the waist and at the ankles. And standing in this playful Tribhangi Lal style, he's looking directly at you with this look in his eyes that says, "You are mine. You have always been mine, you are mine, and you will always remain mine. I accept you." So as you look at Shri Krishna, you have this overwhelming feeling of being completely accepted and being exactly where you belong. You can also think of Radharani. Radharani's complexion is very fair, with a golden glow. She also wears a beautiful golden crown on her head, and her beautiful black locks are braided into a beautiful plait, which is also decorated with flowers. Her eyebrows form a perfect arch over each of her beautiful lotus-shaped eyes. From her nose, there's a nut, a beautiful golden ring on one side, which is suspended from a gold link, which goes up to the side of her crown. She wears beautiful golden ear pendants. And she has the same mild, enticing smile on her face. From the center of her nose, from the septum, hanging from a single link, is a beautiful pearl called a besar. That also moves when Radharani moves, along with her ear pendants. Her besar slightly moves. On her head, she's wearing a chunari, And her body is covered with a beautiful pinkish, purplish blouse and a deep blue-colored sari, which has golden embroidered edges. It's the most beautiful, the most silken, soft, shiny sari you've ever seen. Around her waist, she also wears a kinkini and many kinds of gold bangles on her wrists. Her feet are fair and glowing and pinkish in color. And she is also there next to Sri Krishna, looking at you with the same look that you belong to her. As you see both Radha and Krishna there before you, you can have the form of Sri Krishna merge into the form of Radharani. You're seeing both of them, and then as you see both Radha and Krishna, the form of Sri Krishna enters into the body of Radha, and only Radharani is left looking at you. Now the form of Sri Krishna again emerges from Radharani, and both of them are there looking at you. And now the form of Radharani merges into the body of Sri Krishna, leaving only Sri Krishna there standing looking at you. Again, Radharani emerges from the body of Sri Krishna, and both Radha and Krishna are here looking at you. In this way, you can meditate on both Radha and Krishna, or either Radha or Krishna, whatever is natural to your mind. Now you can gradually open your eyes.